Animal warning on rural roads after fatal collision. A garage director has issued a warning about the dangers of deer on rural roads following an inquest into a fatal wildlife crash. Motorcyclist Yavo Avu, who lived in Medmenham near Marlow, but worked as a delivery driver for Grandon Waste Management in New Elm for more than 13 years, died on October 16th last year. The 63-year-old, who was born in Togo, Africa, was riding his Yamaha FJY1300 motorcycle on the A4130 towards Wallingford to head to work at about 4:50 a.m. on October the 13th. His bike collided with a deer which had jumped out onto the road at Port Hill, Nettlebed, and Mr. Avu was thrown from his bike, causing him fatal injuries. He died 3 days later in the John Radcliffe Hospital, Oxford, on October the 16th. An inquest held at Oxfordshire Coroner's Court on April the 9th established the circumstances around the crash and his deterioration in hospital. In a statement read to the court, Mrs. Avu's widow, Kim Avu, said, "He was a devoted husband, father and grandfather and respected member of the wider community. His death has had a profound impact on myself, his daughter and grandchildren and his wider family in Africa." She had the chance to speak with her husband at the scene of the crash as he remained conscious but immobile, and he had asked other drivers who stopped to help to call his wife. The motorcyclist explained to Mrs. Avu that he had seen the deer at the side of the road for some distance, but it had pulled back again and only jumped out once he was too close to avoid it. The impact of the crash killed the animal and threw Mr. Avu from his bike, with both he and the motorcycle landing on the opposite carriageway some 5 metres away. The court heard a statement from Thames Valley Police which said that the crash was the fault of the sudden and unpredictable movement of a deer on the carriageway, and the coroner established that no fault lay with Mr. Avu. It was concluded that his death was caused by multiple organ failure and polytrauma or injuries after a road traffic collision. Mark Brett, director of Haynes Car Care Centre in Wallingford, urged drivers to stay aware of wildlife on rural roads. He said that deer were one of the most serious hazards to drivers because of their size and unpredictable behaviour. But even smaller animals like birds could cause damage, especially at high speeds or if drivers react suddenly. Mr. Brett said wildlife of all sizes can pose a risk on the road. Staying aware and driving carefully can make all the difference in preventing accidents. The Car Care Drivers Director advised drivers to go slower on rural unlit roads, stay vigilant and avoid swerving where possible, as this could lead to more serious accidents.